Welcome to Neo Bohemian Poesy with New Music and Jazz, a program produced here at WORT in Madison, Wisconsin, featuring the poetic work of Madison Poet Laureate Tushin. Tonight we'll be offering a retrospective of the past five shows here in our poetry series, include material from all five of the earlier programs. Musicians that you'll be hearing in some of the jazz segments during this retrospective will include Paul Black, Richard Drake, and Virginia Rose.
Under that wet autumnal moon, we sat in the old car, sweet jazz on the radio, our clothes on the floorboards. You took your hand and rubbed my temple. It was a 64 Mustang with a stick shift and white walls. I kissed your eyelids, both of them. It had bucket seats, but we were in the back of smooth black vinyl and got 20 miles per gallon and a pair of foam dice in the window, too. We were sweaty and nervous. It was our first time. We had read all the books. The rear end was jacked up. It had a four barrel and could top out at 130. Oh, you showed me where to touch. Everything was liquid hot. I had gas and nailed it to fart. That old Mustang had good shocks, mag wheels, and a tinted windshield, but no racing stripe. Racing stripes are like tattoos. Always look better somewhere else. I got real dizzy and shaky. Joey Capizzuto had warned me not to do it stoned, at least not the first time. Our asses were sticking on the smooth black vinyl. Our kisses were sloppy but well-intentioned. I was worried about the emergency brake, if I'd set it, because we were parked on a hill in the back of a cemetery, and I could see us rolling over tombstones, bare-assed in the back seat, rolling over somebody's Uncle Harry with all that sweet jazz tumbling over us. You smashed every wine glass in that room. Moonlight through the window. I saw a jagged stem. Barefoot, I walked across that room. Picked it up. And walked across that room. To you. Moonlight. More moonlight through the window, glistening on the wine glass stem. I shoved it into your neck. It was such a pretty stem. It was such a pretty neck. I bought you a long-stemmed rose, blood red in sunlight. You carried it to the white bathroom. You tried to flush it down the damned toilet. But there was a rescue. It came up wet and limp. Yet the thorns were sharp and hard. The flower blood red in the sunlight. I wrapped the stem tightly around your neck. It was such a pretty stem. It was such a pretty neck. It was such a... It was such... It was... It... I am Robin Hood, and intend to rob the Bank of American numbness. But I will not share my fortune with anybody. I will burn numbness in a pile of TV sets, supermarket newspapers, most poetry magazines, and classified CIA documents. This will take place in shopping malls, throughout the sprawling suburbs where trees have been replaced with diet soda billboards. Now in the distance, I can already hear the moans of free speech violations. So be it. I am Robin Hood, an outlaw, and will continue as I choose. To the poor, I will give what has been seemingly absent. Words in these anal 80s, words like compassion, understanding, love, warmth, food for belly, food for thought. I will give them my horse named SWAT. That's survival with a passion. And they can ride it through the forests of famine. The winds of dreams will speed their travels, and the sun will heat their desire. The destruction of the Bank of American numbness is about to take place. This I promise, even if it takes every ounce of my outlaw blood. Thank you. Been ronco'd, cateled, mob-belled, and propealed. It must be Christmas. I've been cresked, pranged, pennied, and seared. It must be Christmas. I've been tonka'd, computerized, Fisher-Priced, and aced. It must be Christmas. I've been black and deckered, chess and checkered, blue balled and sold out. It must be Christmas. Jesus Christ, right home. In the baby blue room, with the curtains all drawn, we lay in the broken bed, tumbling, not quite falling. You took my finger and put it there. My face was sweaty and my nose in your hair. I could hardly breathe, but I could hardly care. We were a pair of idiots with absolutely no regrets, smelling just like sex, socks, and cigarettes. You pushed me to the floor and hopped up on my back and rode me hard and fast like you was at the track. Then you broke out more wine and poured it on my chest. But I'll get my ass kicked off this radio if I go on with the rest. We were just a pair of idiots with absolutely no regrets, smelling just like sex, socks, and cigarettes.
Burning you.
again at the Marquis on another afternoon and talking with a little German about Berlin and the wall. He gets angry within his thoughts and his talk, so I buy him another beer. Now he is silent, not really brooding, just trying to work out his dizziness with the afternoon.
About Berlin? Sun.
I am silent.
About Berlin?
Also.
About Berlin?
Till a huge and hairy and heavy hand taps not gently on my shoulder.
Berlin?
Looking around, I see this fat, semi-drunk, bearded Dane.
Berlin?
Hello,
Berlin?
Pardon me.
About Berlin?
But I've been listening to you talk. You're a writer, huh? I didn't say I was a writer. Sure, you didn't say it, but I can tell. Only a writer or a fool would ask as many questions as you do. The German was sinking lower over the table. A fly buzzed his left ear. But he didn't seem to notice. His eyes closed now. And you don't look like a fool, so I suppose you are a writer. Ha 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 ha. He continued. I translate Kerouac into Danish. I'm the only translator of Kerouac in Denmark. He was grinning, big his face. Eyes were intense, and the grin didn't seem to fit. And soon it vanished and looked away. And he whispered, but his books don't do too well in Denmark. Buddha and old Chevys don't really make it there. In her white room. Six flights up, I came and entered her white room. One table, two orange great chairs, bare floor and empty, but for her, a bottle of wine, one glass. I sat on an orange great chair, no words spoken. Language was a smile, a sigh in the late afternoon. No curtains to shut out the Paris gray. Winter rain washing the window, no heat, gas turned off, fireplace, no money for wood. I sat in my coat, she in her shawl, white to her knees. We filled and shared the single glass, first her, myself, her again. A silent ritual to be taken as serious as white. Darkness came and no candles. In another room, also white, also cold, dark, a white bed, no covers. I loved her deliciously. The wine was red on the table, now deserted. Number two. Paris Metro, late night, bleak light, neon falling on a row of beggars with legs, crippled, some without. Tin cups chattering in the cold, empty most. One talked of the Great War. The Great War left him armless. The train roars by, his eyes twitch, fear. How many nights had he spent here? All of them. Another, a woman raped by Nazis, tongue wrenched, silent. She pleaded, "My children are hungry." "You have no children." Her eyes dropped, one franc in a tin cup. Out the metro caves I run, street over street, until I meet a father with his daughter, little girl, maybe 3 years age. She smiled, eyes bright. I slept well that night. Three. Green were the poet's eyes. Dark was the bar where I saw them. Crying were the eyes of the poet walking toward me. I thought, is it the sad gray she sees? Loneliness? Closer she came. I could hear her silence. What do I do? Lie? Everything's all right? Distance is needed for that. What to do? Nervous, no answer. She was near. Her hand on my face. Her face to my face. My cheek, moist ground, wet with the rain of her eyes. I'm sorry, I have no answer. Don't be sorry. Why? You're crying. I'm crying for your kindness. In one gray tear, joined her. Five. Rain streets, we walked night, and we were happy. No worry of pain, full of wine, we waved and weaved through the darkness. A woman came. One franc for a bowl of rice. Our pockets are empty. Darted she did into cold alley. We continued, laughing softer. Reality touched. Another woman came in mink, almost beautiful in the night. Fresh. 100 francs for love? Our pockets are empty. Turn she did, walk cool, like a lonely woman to a street lamp. And we continued, silent now. A third woman smiled. Nothing for nothing. Yes, our pockets are empty. Then walk and think of me. Disappeared, she did. Paris morning, blue, and the sunlight choosing certain park benches. Six flights high, he watches, pigeon crapping, children running, newspaper reading. Six flights high, he watches doors close and open, cars coughing and backing. He stirs his coffee. Six flights high and a dirty window. He watches policemen unlocking parks and cemeteries all with the same vigor. Last night, on the ground, lying on his back, he looked up six flights. "I don't believe it," he said.
Say, he didn't sleep.
You have just heard Neo-Bohemian Posse with New Music and Jazz, with the poetry of Madison Poet Laureate Tushin. The series was funded by a grant from Madcap. If you'd like to contact the perpetrators of this program, you may write to System Considerations, 118 South Bedford Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704, USA. The series was produced and engineered by Bill Milos.
Love this world so just how we here.